Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and open with prayer today as we get Risen Life underway. God's got a word for you all today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that you have given this vessel. I surrender myself to you. Father, my words, my thoughts, my actions, anything that I have, Lord, I offer to you. Let it be you and not myself. Pray that the hearts that hear this word, that they would be open, Lord, and they would allow this seed to take root and grow and prosper, because God, we are called to be the army of God. And we walk in victory already. But let us be victorious in our minds and our thoughts, because truly the battle begins there. I pray your blessing upon every aspect of this service today. Bring the word and song and deed, Lord, whatever the pastor has brought forth, allow it to be brought forth on good soil. Bless those that walk through the door. If they don't know Jesus, Lord, let them feel the love of God in this presence with this body of people. Let them be drawn to you. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. So today, the title is Highly Favored, Position Yourself. Highly Favored, Position Yourself. God started downloading this message about 2 weeks ago, and it was really funny because Holy Spirit said, I want you to read what I call the Christmas story, which is the birth of Jesus Christ. And I'm going, Holy Spirit, you know, Christmas is not for, you know, weeks away, and I usually don't teach on that until then. And so, but let me tell you something, be obedient to Holy Spirit, because He knows what we need at the time that we need it. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. And then yesterday he gave me the rest of the sermon. It's amazing how they come in parts sometimes. And they all kind of fit together. And position yourself was the words I heard yesterday. So Sister Miriam, if somebody will let her know, I think her mic is still on. I'm not for sure. But anyway, so highly favored, position yourself. Do you think of yourself as highly favored? You should. You should. Amen. You should. In Luke 1 and 26 and 38 is the story of the, or I shouldn't say story, it's the account of Gabriel, the angel of God, being sent to Mary to announce that her part in the plan of God was coming forth. But it wasn't just that he was announcing it. He was asking for her acceptance of that. And you as a child of God, every one of us has a part to play. Everyone has a will of God to do. Everyone has a calling, as we'll call it. Everyone does. And just because yours looks different than mine doesn't mean it's any less important or any more important. It all works together to bring glory to one thing, one person, God, to Jesus. Bring him to Jesus. And so I want to read Highly Favored, Luke 1, 26 and 38. It says, in the sixth month, the angel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Now, when they're espoused, they are basically, in the eyes of everyone, already married. But there is a year waiting period before they actually consummate their marriage and become husband and wife. The wife usually stays in the home of her father until the bridegroom comes to get her. And at that time, he's preparing a home for her is what he's doing. It's of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Now, let me tell you, when God sends the message to you, sometimes you're going to go, like I did, read the story about Christmas. I'm like, God, it's like 2 months away. Are you sure you want me to do it now? Well, I got confirmation the next week in my daily studies of things that I'll talk about. But when God sends you a message, it's not always going to make sense. When he asks you to do things, it's not always going to make sense, because let me tell you, it's greater than you. But it's not greater than him, and he dwells within you. So don't be troubled, even though it's human nature. It's all good. All right, let me go on. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. There's that word again, favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, now here comes the human, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Now she was basically married, but not married yet. So she was like, how is that going to be? I don't have the qualifications for that to happen. How many of y'all know about no qualifications for that to happen as far as in the spiritual sense? When God calls you into something, you're going to look at it and you're going to go, oh, how am I going to do that? I got all this to do. I got all that to do. I got this over here and this responsibility here. Let me tell you, if you commit yourself, there is a way. Donna and I talked about it. If there's a will, there's a way today. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Woo, how many of y'all got the Holy Ghost on you? Woo, you're already qualified. And the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, that's John's parents, the forerunner of Jesus. And this is the sixth month with her whom was called barren. There's a reason why the angel told her that. The very next sentence. For with God nothing shall be impossible. I don't care if you think you can't produce chicken soup. I don't care. God, there's nothing impossible with him. And if we say that all the time, if he calls you to it, he's going to get you through it. So don't look at any situation and think you're not going to be able to do it. And I want you to really home in on what she said. Mary's response says, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy will. And the angel departed from her. So he got, not only is her words surrendering or obedience, submission to God. Here I am, Lord, take me, use me, do whatever you see fit with me. But she said, let it be according to your will. That's submitting to his will. So highly favored ones, position yourself. Highly favored ones. Position yourself. So I like the New Living Translation of Mary's response. I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. How many of y'all said that to God when he brought you some? I didn't. I ran for a few years. It's scary. I understand. But let me tell you, life with God and in his will is a heck of a lot better than life without it. No pain, no torture, no living between two worlds. Have you ever lived between two worlds? I have. It's not fun. It is torturous. Not to mention, it's so hard to keep up with all the lies. I grew up a pastor's wife, a daughter, pastor's daughter. And, you know, as a teenage girl, you cover things up because you didn't want a certain crowd not to know about it, especially mom and dad. But this time of year, I want to let you know that you're highly favored. And God, yesterday in my quiet time, he reminded me that it's time to position yourself. These are words for the church now. It's for you. It's for me. Now, the word that's used in the original translation for highly favored, I'm not even going to try to speak it, but it's only seen one other time in the whole Bible, and it's Ephesians 1:6. And that reads, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us, speaking to the children of God, accepted And that word means highly favored in the beloved. So not only do you carry God's Holy Spirit, just like Mary did, she carried the actual Savior, but you as well, as a child of God, carry the Holy Spirit. You carry Jesus as well. Romans 8 and 9, that was the revelation given to me earlier this week, through one of the devotions that I read. Ephesians 3 and 17 Romans 8 and 9 has a very interesting verse, and I have never seen this before. God showed this to me when I was writing this together, but it speaks of the Trinity all in you. Let's read the words. King James Version, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, capitalize, Holy Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Did you hear the three in one? Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ. Highly favored. Almighty God, highly favored. Almighty God, do you feel that responsibility yet? Do you feel how much he trusts you? Pastor said something on Wednesday, a couple Wednesday nights, that kind of played into God showing this sermon. He said, how can you lose when you have holy God within you, the Almighty God, highly favored? But the battle begins right there, doesn't it? Last week I taught you about the enemy. He hands you a brick at a time. He hands you a brick at a time. It's a lie every time. He's a murderer and a liar. That's what Jesus called him. Father of lies, he said. He hands you a brick. And that brick you're supposed to lay down. If you believe it. Oh, yeah. I'm not that much. I've never been that much. People never loved me. I never had anything good. How many bricks do you have in you all? And we learned last week the wall keeps us not only from God himself, but from his will in our lives. It keeps us bound. We think that the wall is for our protection. That's the lie he tells you. Oh, this is for your good. You walk away and you don't realize, but you've protected yourself, but you've also got yourself in a situation where you're bound and you can't get out. And we talked about the chains, didn't we? Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I'm protected in these walls. Yeah, but where's the door? How am I going to get out? You can't participate in God's will if you're hiding behind the wall. So yesterday he told me, position yourself. So I want you to remember, I'm going to do an exercise here in a little bit. And God's told me to do this. So, y'all, you can think I'm crazy if you want. I really don't care. I'm going to be obedient because I've learned that's the best. But I want you to remember there was two things that she did when he called her out of the paper. She said, I am your servant. I'm the Lord's servant. Be it unto me according to your will, Lord. That's going to be important. Position yourself. Yesterday I was listening in my devotions and they talked about one of my favorite biblical accounts was Jehoshaphat. Second Chronicles in 20, and I love that story because there's so much as a pastor and as a teacher and as a Christian, as a child of God, that you can glean from that. It's such an encouraging thing. The enemies coming at them, and it's just not one enemy. They have gone together, and there's like three or four, two very strong enemies, and several other have come against them. And the word comes to Jehoshaphat, and he knows that he has not the ability to defend himself nor the people of Jerusalem from Judah from that enemy. First thing he does, he calls a fast. And let me tell you, people tell you that fasting is not, it's biblical, even Christ did it. When you get in trouble, go to a fast. I don't care if it's just one meal. I don't care what it is. You start out where you can start out and you honor God. And you praise him and thank him and let him know that, hey, look, God, I'm in distress and I need your help. Trust me, his ear will hear and his arm is not too short to reach you. That's promises in the Bible. But he called the assembly together, everybody showed up, and they went to God and asked God what to do. He did it with all Judea, all of Jerusalem. And the prophet, the words of God came through one of the Levite priests, and he told him, he says, and this is 2 Chronicles 20, 15 through 17, listen, all you Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and your king, you King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed. Those are the first two things he asked him not to do. Don't be afraid or be dismayed. What does that mean? Well, we know what fear is, right? It's to be frightened, to be fearful of something. Dismayed means to be beaten down or discouraged or even prostrate, meaning bowed low. He said, those are first things he says. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. This is how you position yourself when the call comes. When he asks you to do whatever it is he asks you to do, you don't fear and you don't think you can't do it. That's being dismayed. That's how you position yourself. Let's go on. There's more to it. He says, because this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Zig, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jura. I love it. God gives you specific instructions of where they're going to be. I remember one time I was driving in. It was a morning. I was driving into a place, and God told me, he says, they're going to come against you, and they're going to say hurtful things. But I want you to understand they're speaking from a hurt heart. And that's all the Holy Spirit told me. And I understood that the accusations that were made, I was not supposed to take personal. That it was only from a hurt place they were speaking. And because I had been shown that previously, I was able to be a forgiving person. And if you know me, and my poor husband can testify to this, unfortunately, I am not that person. Usually that defense goes up and that mouth comes out and usually some other object comes out. But anyways, depending on how threatened I feel. But I am not that kind of person. But I was able to sit there in the peace of God amongst the accusations, amongst the threats, and hold my tongue because I understood where the pain was coming from. So God will give you direct instructions. Trust me, he will. And then let's hear what he says. You will not need to fight in the battle. Position yourself. Position yourself. That was a physical and a mental and a spiritual command. Position yourself. Stand still and see. And then he says, don't fear or be dismayed in the next verse. Stand still and see. When God comes to you with whatever he's going to come to you, and trust me, I know we're going to be asked to do things that we don't even can understand or comprehend. You've got to position yourself, highly favored one. Remember who you are. Remember that the battle belongs to God. Let me tell you, Jesus didn't come here to get victory for himself. No, he got it for you and me so that I can walk victorious. The enemy has no power over us unless we allow it. And he starts here. He starts here and here. And when you release this power to him, then he has victory. Otherwise, you're walking through the storm like Jesus did on the water, not intimidated at all. Could you imagine walking on waves that were 10, 20? Have you all ever seen? I've seen the current come in when the hurricane was just miles down the road. I've seen those big, scary waves. I've heard the roar of the ocean. I had actually been on the opposite side of the house when the storm came through, and I heard the water from all the way over there. Imagine Jesus walking on the water like it's just another Tuesday. That's the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be the one in the boat asleep while the storm's raging. That's what he died for you to have. That's what he lived for you to have. In this world, you're going to have trouble. But don't worry about it. I've overcome the world. It's for you. It's for you. Sin has no more dominion over you. That's Romans 6. Sin. And Colossians 2 says that he overcame the powers and the principalities and made a spectacle of them by the cross. That's power and authority over everything in this world that you and I have to come up against. Highly favored one. Position yourself. Position yourself. If you can't understand who you are, you can't get in position for what God is wanting you to do. Highly favored one. Position yourself. I've been hearing that since Thanksgiving. Highly favored one. And then yesterday it was position yourself. So God has asked me to speak that over each and every one of you individually. So I'm going to come to you as the angel came to Mary, because I am bringing good tidings to you. It is your right to accept it, to be obedient, to submit to whatever God is going to speak to you. I don't know if he's going to speak it to you now. He may have already spoken to you. It might be a month down the road. It might be 2 days. It might be tomorrow. I don't know. But he asked me to start it today. And I'm going to come to each one of you. I don't know all your names, but I'm simply going to say highly favored, because I want you to understand who you are and that you need to accept that to progress into what God is calling you to be and to do. So for those that are online, you are highly favored. You may not be here in the flesh. You may see this later. You may be there now. You are highly favored. Will you accept it as Mary did? If you are not a child of God, he loves you. And he wants you to come back to the family. If you don't know God, today's the day to give your life to Jesus. Today's the day to confess him as Lord. Today's the day to start your journey. Today's the day. And this word is for you as well as all his children. All those that are already in the family. You are highly favored. I ask you now to position yourself. Align yourself with the word of God. With the word of God. With his will for your life. I know there's a lot of things that you see that you don't want to let go of. But I can guarantee you, there is nothing in this world worth hanging on to. Nothing. Time is not promised here on this earth. And eternity is forever. And you have a purpose. You have a call. He has a plan for your life. I don't care what other people say. I don't care what they're going to think. I hear the thoughts. I don't care. And you shouldn't either, because God has something greater for you. Something that's not going to cause you the pain and torture that maybe some of you have been living in already, that the world has brought to you. He has peace. He has joy. He has love. Highly favored ones, position yourself. The voice of God is coming to you. I thank you for your time and your attention. That was all God told me to do. I'm going to be obedient to him. We're going to dismiss with prayer. Thank you for being here. Father, we thank you and praise you for your words. I thank you for reminding us who we truly are in you. That we are so highly favored. That you have entrusted us with your word. You have entrusted us to go out and spread the good news and be the light in this world, Lord. Time is short, and for some, time is even shorter. But God, we have the answer to peace. We have the answer to love. We have the answer to joy. The world can only give a temporal supply. But you, Lord, you fill the soul. You fill the soul. You're the peace that's missing from us. God, help us to remember that we are highly favored according to your word, according to you, not anything that we have done. And help us, Lord Jesus, to position ourselves to receive what you want us to do. May your word, as it says, go forth and not come back to you void, but accomplish everything that you sent it to do. In Jesus' name, amen.